When you're talking about the United States government coming in, or the state governments for that reason, coming in and taking land for any reason, whether it be to create a wildlife preserve or protect wetlands, or whether it be to create a parking lot because the city needs more parking spaces, the Constitution is pretty clear on this. The government has the authority to take your property, but they have to provide you with what's called due process, which means that if the government is going to take your property, then you have the right to have a hearing in court if you're protesting it, you have the right to be treated fairly, and you have the right to fair compensation. So yes, if you own property, then the government should reimburse you at a fair market value. People own property, but that ownership of property is not, it's not perpetual. There's this concept that the government has the right to be able to protect the land for future use. So even though you personally own something, it doesn't necessarily give you the right to just do with it whatever you want. For example, let's say that you own an automobile and you want to get rid of the automobile. You can get rid of the automobile, but you can't say, well, I own the car so I can do anything I want with it. I'm going to bury it underground. Because an automobile has a battery, and it has a gas tank, and it has all kinds of fluids in there, and those things need to be disposed of properly, because if you don't and you bury it underground, then they can leak into the water table and they can cause environmental problems. So you have some freedom when it comes to property. But because of this concept of general use and needing to be able to protect other people's rights, to be able to continue to use that property or protect the water table or whatever it may be, the government can step in and tell you, even if you own the property, what you can and can't do with it.